This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. We're going to get back to what's going on with the Democrats. What are they trying to hide with this voter ID? And I want to take you back to the timeline as to when we started talking about this, when the mainstream media attacked InfoWars and attacked President Trump using InfoWars, saying, listen to this. People at InfoWars talk about the problems with voter fraud. They talk about the problem with voter rolls. And immediately Donald Trump echoes that. So he's just getting all of his news from InfoWars. Well, it turns out that's right. That's right. And we have multiple evidence to prove this. And we have stonewalling going on from people like Terry McAuliffe, who has major legal and ethical issues that need to be addressed by the Trump administration. We're going to get into that in the next segment. In this segment, I want to give you some headline news. And of course, we're also going to talk at length once we come back, because during this segment, we have a lot of affiliates that are carrying local news or national news. So I want to give you some headlines here, and then we'll get back into a more in-depth discussion of the issues between North Korea, Trump, Japan, and China. We have big news on that, as well as some interesting news on marijuana legalization going on in Nevada and specifically Las Vegas beginning this weekend. Texas has now told the federal government to end DACA or we will sue, and nine other states have joined in this. Remember, we had a couple of weeks ago, we had President Trump end DAPA, Deferred Action for Parents, and this is now DACA. This is the Dreamers, okay, Deferred Action for Children. DAPA was very easy to end because it had never taken effect. It had been put on legal hold. It was being appealed through the courts. They had stopped that executive order from Obama to essentially shut down our immigration laws. So the Trump administration stopped that court case, and it just went away, and nobody was involved in that. However, there are a lot of people that have applied for and continue with DACA. And the Trump administration has been reluctant to make an end to that. And I got to say, as I look at these pictures, this guy says, can we dream together and so forth and so on? You have to realize that the real issues that are affecting people, and even as the Democrats are talking about moving away from this fake Russian narrative that they've been trying to hamstring the Trump administration with, they say, we got to move away from this. We've got to get to the issues that people are concerned about. How do they afford a home? How do they afford college tuition? How do they afford health care? Well, how do we afford a home? Let's take that first one there. The American dream. What is that contingent on? Well, a big part of the cost of your home and a big part of your apartment and the size of the apartment that you can afford, even though you don't pay the taxes directly, are property taxes. And that's especially true in a state like Texas where there's no income tax, or a state like Florida where there's no income tax. But every state, it is a huge part of the cost of your home. And if we have to provide a free education for anyone who comes here from any country and provide it in the language of their choice, what does that do to our property taxes? It costs, it makes them skyrocket. So are we going to have the American dream? Are we going to have people who are foreign citizens who come here because their government, like Mexico, does everything they can to help them evade our laws and to remain in our country and to trespass criminally and to get a free education because Mexico doesn't want to pay for the education of their citizens. They send them to us so that we can pay for them, and then we can't afford as much of a home. They want to put us into 200-square-foot coffin apartments in the cities. That's part of Agenda 21. That's the rationale for this. And believe me, that is absolutely going to happen if we have to pay for everybody's education. So this is a big deal. So 10-state coalition, led by Texas Attorney General, sent a letter to the Trump administration asking them to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, and they threatened to sue if the federal government does not end this program. Donald Trump should end this program. He should have a heart for the American citizens who are going to lose their homes because they can't afford property taxes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're just talking about news and the fact that we have Texas and nine other states are saying, calling on the Trump administration to repeal Obama's DACA. That's the Dreamer legislation, as they pointed out in that. They said, we respectfully request the Secretary of Homeland Security phase out DACA. This is Texas Attorney General Paxton. And the coalition said in the letter, they said, just like DAPA, which the Trump administration has shut down, and of course that never really went into effect, so it's easier to shut that down than it is for DACA. They said DACA unilaterally confers eligibility for work authorization and lawful presence without any statutory authorization from Congress. In other words, this is an executive order by President Obama, who had nothing but contempt for our immigration laws, nothing but contempt for our borders, and who is now in Jakarta. Who is now in Indonesia, telling the people there, I'm sorry, you know, we've got some crazy nationalists that have taken over in America, but don't worry, we're going to get back to internationalism and the Paris Climate Treaty, and we're going to make international New World Order government stronger again. But we have to watch out for these crazies who actually believe that there ought to be an American nation. This is the guy who grew up in Indonesia. Regardless of what you think about his birth certificate, his photoshopped, multi-layered birth certificate. The guy grew up in Indonesia. He grew up with a brutal regime that was based on murder and torture that was run by the CIA. His parents, his mom was involved in that. His grandparents were founders of the OSS, the predecessor to the CIA. This is a guy who was groomed as a Manchurian candidate. He doesn't have a connection to America. He doesn't have a connection to American nationalism. If you look at this story, they've got the picture going back to when he ran in 2008, and you see other candidates there, Bill Richardson, Hillary Clinton, they're standing there with their hands over their shoulder, and Barack Obama famously has his hands down at his side because he just has nothing but contempt for any symbol even of this country. And he has a lot of contempt for the laws. Also, Senate Republicans are now saying we're looking at something else in health care. And it's quite interesting that a White House official says if the Senate health care bill fails, and it is going to fail, they can't get it even, they can't even get enough people to bring it up for a vote. They say that maybe they might just pass Obamacare simple repeal. Wouldn't that be great if they just said Obamacare is now repealed? And then they can start with real market-based reforms that will really lower the cost, that will really make it affordable. Obamacare has never been about making it affordable. And as I pointed out last week on the nightly news, Elizabeth Warren understands this. She understands that if we fail to repeal Obamacare, this whole thing is going to go down the pipes. And if we just rearrange the deck chairs on this Titanic Obamacare failure, and then declare victory, it is still going to fail. You can't repeal reality. costs are skyrocketing. And to say that we've got a lot of people that have insurance coverage now that didn't have it before, that completely ignores what's really going on here. As Jerome Corsi has pointed out, and I've done interviews with him, he's written article after article, they funded these subsidies by stealing money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And you're going to eventually run out of other people's money, and you're not going to be able to do that. They didn't even fund it. The Congress didn't fund it, but they went ahead with it. They just stole it from other sources. But it is going to fail. It was designed to fail. And once it fails, progressive socialists like Elizabeth Warren are going to push for single payer. Single payer means that the government is going to control everything about your health care. There's going to be no competition. There's going to be no control. There's not going to be any ability to shop around. And when we look at this, and we look at the taxes, the massive taxes that were put on with Obamacare, if you really want to make something affordable, would you tax medical devices? Would you not allow people to even deduct their health care expenses, not allow them to deduct their health insurance costs, not allow them to have savings accounts to save up for health care? None of that was allowed. All of those things would empower us as consumers, give us information to let us know the cost and the quality of health care, allow insurance companies to compete across state lines. None of that was in the Obamacare bill. That was all in Donald Trump's plan for how to fix health care. And we have seen none of that, really. We've seen some tax relief in the bills coming out of the House, some tax relief, less tax relief coming out of the Senate bill. But if they really want to make this work, they have to go back and actually try a marketplace. The market did not fail. The market was not tried. They failed to even try to have a free market where you have information as a consumer, we have competition from different sources, and when the government doesn't take your money for health care, for taxes, before it allows you to deduct that. That's the key thing that needs to be done. So I see this as actually a good thing. If they can't get something, if they can't rearrange the deck chairs on this sinking ship, then maybe they'll just start out with repeal, which is a great place to start. And if we fail on this, folks, Elizabeth Warren is right. We're going to get single-payer health care. If they fail and this whole thing comes crashing down, they're going to use it to push socialized medicine. Let's go back to what's going on with these voter rolls. And we got Terry McAuliffe again, a guy who has been campaign manager for the Clintons. He was their handpicked head of the DNC at one point in time. And he's got some issues going back to this last year as well. At the same time, remember current acting director Andrew McCabe? His wife was running for Senate in Virginia. At the same time that McCabe was investigating Hillary Clinton's emails and investigating issues related to Terry McAuliffe was holding fundraisers and political things for Andrew McCabe's wife, a clear violation of protocol of ethics, and gave her a $700,000 donation. This is something that needs to be looked at. We have investigations, multiple investigations that reported last week. Circa has been doing a lot of research into this, and as they pointed out, there are three different investigations that are going on with Andrew McCabe, and one of them involves Terry McAuliffe intricately. And he has no intention, however, of turning over publicly available voter data. And again, as the Trump administration says, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Well, I think they may be afraid of us finding out that Jay Johnson and Homeland Security tried to insinuate themselves into the election system, among other things. I think we need to be very afraid of this entire electronic voting system. We've pointed out here in Texas, we've done reports on this. We tried to talk to the director of elections here in Texas. He stonewalled us. We went to his office. We wanted to ask him because what this guy had done after coming to Texas government straight from the Rose Law Firm, where Hillary Clinton used to hang out, what he did was he started removing the ability for us to have images that would give us an audit capability of votes. It's in the Texas Constitution, as well as the law, that every ballot needs to be numbered. This is something that went back to when we had paper ballots. And this is not just a problem in Texas. The major voting machine vendors that we're using here, one of them has no capability whatsoever to store images of the ballots, so you can't audit these ballots after the voting. So that's a different issue than voter registration rolls. but it is all tied together. They have a lot of different ways that they rig the elections. As I mentioned before, the idea that you wouldn't have any voter ID, that you would have an extended voting period, that you could vote anywhere that you wanted to, all these motor voter bills, these are all things that the Democrats have been pushing for decades, pushing so that they could vote early, vote often, and enable fraud. Because what they've done is they have removed the mechanisms that would allow us to have a legitimate control over who the actual voters are. Then they have something else that I think is even far more dangerous, and that is true election fraud. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about the machines. The idea that voting fraud can then become, as you talk about when you're talking about computer systems, you say, well, this is an enterprise-wide, it is scalable. Okay, this is not something that is just a little application here, but we can scale it across the entire enterprise. And we look at voting machines, and if you take away, as they have here in Texas, if you take away the ability to audit this, if you take away the numbering and other issues like that, you have the ability to rig elections from the top to the bottom and in every jurisdiction, just like that. And that's what they've done in Central and South America and the Philippines with voting machine companies like Smartmatic that were created by Hugo Chavez. Stay with us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, July 2nd, 2017. We have some disturbing news in North Korea, along with China as well. We have a U.S. warship that has been patrolling close to the artificial islands that China has created in the close to the Philippines and has fortified. And so we have a U.S. warship that's there. We'll talk about that in just a moment. And then they've been buzzed by some airplanes there. And, of course, Donald Trump has said that he is at the end of his strategic patience. He's going to be talking again to the Prime Minister of Japan and the President of China later today. And before we get back to the news, and before we get back to this voter fraud and investigations into who real voters are and if we had fraudulent voters that were voting in the election, I want to remind you that we have our 4th of July summer mega special now live at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide on a wide on everything in the store and a wide variety of products that have been put on massive discounts. 30% off things like Brain Force Plus, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Z-Shield. 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. And remember, free shipping. That's a heavy item, so that's a big savings to get free shipping. And 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food, non-GMO, made in America, storable for 25 years. And once you open it, you can reseal it for short-term use. Also, Emmerich's Essentials, our outdoor pack. That is 40% off retail. And Living Defense, 20% off. Remember, store-wide, free shipping on everything, massive discounts from 30 to 40% off selected products. All now part of our 4th of July summer mega special at InfoWarsStore.com. And we really do appreciate your support. That is how we fund our operation. You remember when Megyn Kelly was interviewing Alex Jones and J.P. Morgan pulled their support of NBC and so forth? You know, they're not going to J.P. Morgan and other people that are involved in the Federal Reserve and Big Pharma, they're never going to support an independent operation like InfoWars. That's why we put together a win-win situation, or as Alex Jones puts it, a 360-win situation, offering you high-quality, natural products that really work, that are very effective at the very best price you're going to find anywhere. And that's how we fund our operation, going direct to you, so we don't have to go to the type of people that want to fund NBC and Megyn Kelly. Let's go back to this issue of voter fraud. And as I point out before, remember, there's two things going on here. There's voting machine fraud, which they tried to imply by saying the Russians were hacking our election. They use that term, but then when you push them on it, they would deny and say, no, they didn't get into any voting machines, and they didn't touch any votes or anything like that. No, there was, the hacking was because they were saying that they had released through WikiLeaks true information about Hillary Clinton that caused people to not want to vote for her. And that's really what happened, except that it wasn't a hack. It was people internal in the DNC, we believe, based on WikiLeaks, who they've told us the truth about all of this. And we've had multiple times that they've said it's not a state actor that turned this information over. We had another individual, a former UK ambassador, said, I came to the United States to get that information. I was handed it by a disgruntled Bernie Sanders supporter who knew that the DNC had hacked the election against Bernie Sanders. They had pulled every trick they could, colluded with the press, so forth and so on, to make sure that they got that. And then I believe, and we've got multiple evidence of it, the Democrats worked with the politicized Obama administration to politicize intelligence and law enforcement agencies, to collude with them, to collude with the press, to put out false information about Donald Trump, to spy on the Trump officials to see if they could get dirt on them, violating the law in the process. And this is not a supposition. This is something that came out of the FISA court. And they normally classify their decisions, and they released this decision to say that the NSA and the FBI had violated the law by spying on American citizens in America. Now you've got them saying, we want a reauthorization of the 720, the 702 part of the Patriot Act that allows us to collect information on people with a couple of different hops. And you got people like Lindsey Graham saying, but did you spy on me? How do I know if you spied on me? Will you tell me? And they said, no, we can't tell you, Senator. If we did that, we would have to violate your security or your privacy in order to tell you that we had violated your privacy. And it's almost like saying, well, if I told you, I'd have to kill you. If I told you that I'd spied on you, I'd have to kill your privacy. So I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to give you that information, Senator. I just want you to reauthorize this and to make it permanent so we don't have to come back and do this again. Now, maybe they got enough information on Lindsey Graham that they can force him to do that. I hope they don't, because it's only going to get worse if we don't put an end to this politicized surveillance state that is operating for itself. But let's move now from the phony issues. And again, these phony issues about the hacking of the election, that was something that was being put out there by Hillary Clinton, being put out there by Jay Johnson, everything back in October. Remember, we had Jay Johnson when he finally said, I'll talk to you now, finally, about breaking in illegally into state boards of elections. He goes before Congress and he says, yeah, Jim Clapper and I made the statement on October 7th, and I'm glad we did, frankly, to say that the Russians were hacking our elections. Now, when he said that on October 7th, he was getting himself involved in the election in a way that was a violation of the Hatch Act. And remember, going back to about that same amount of time, October 31st, CNN was saying, what is a Hatch Act? Did James Comey break it? And Harry Reid said, yeah, I think he did. Well, what is the Hatch Act? The Hatch Act is something that was passed in 1939. Congress wanted to make sure that federal employees were not going to be supporting candidates in congressional elections. They restricted the ability of federal employees to engage in political campaign activities. This is why Andrew McCabe, current acting director of the FBI, is in trouble, because he campaigned as an FBI agent for his wife, and also for he was investigating the guy, Terry McAuliffe, who gave $700,000. This governor of Virginia was being investigated along with Hillary Clinton, and he gave $700,000 in a campaign contribution to McCabe's wife when she's running for Senate. I mean, these are multiple ethics violations, legal violations, Hatch Act. The only question is, will the Trump administration call him on it? And here's what the Hatch Act says. They cannot use their official authority or influence for the purpose of interfering with or affecting the result of an election. And as they point out, the law doesn't require that the employee's wrongful conduct actually interfere with or affect the result of an election. It's just something that could possibly do that. So that's a key part of this to keep in mind when we look at the fact that Terry McAuliffe does not want to turn over this publicly available data to help us look at the voter registration rolls. And that goes back to this story. Remember, this is something that goes back to November 14th. It was one of the earliest times that we talked about it. Report, 3 million votes cast in the presidential election by illegal aliens. And this was based on something, we didn't make this up at InfoWars. Mainstream media acted as if we did, but it came from Greg Phillips of VoteFraud.org. He said, we verified more than 3 million votes cast by non-citizens. They completed an analysis of a database of 180 million voter registrations. That's what the Trump administration is trying to do now. That is what the Democrats are trying to obstruct. They say, we don't want to legitimize these ideas. They don't want you to find out that it's actually true. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, July 2nd, 2017. We have Donald Trump tweeting out yesterday, numerous states are refusing to give information to the very distinguished voter fraud panel. What are they trying to hide? Yeah, what is Terry McAuliffe and these other Democrats trying to hide? We found out just on June 26th that we have a student who is heading to prison for registering dead voters for Democrats. When that information came out, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted, ding, 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 look, we got one. I thought this didn't happen. This is a guy who is working for Harrisonburg Votes. And this is an organization that was affiliated with the Democrat Party. And I remember when this first happened, he's now pled guilty. He's going to go to jail for a prison sentence of 100 to 120 days. The reason this was discovered was because the person who was processing the information happened to recognize a couple of the names on the voter rolls or people who had worked that had worked with in government who were deceased. I said, wait a minute. I know that guy. He's dead. Just like I said about my the friend of my brother-in-law's who went to vote, and they said in North Carolina, oh, I'm sorry, your dead mother has voted, and so have you, as a matter of fact. Well, this stuff doesn't happen, does it? Well, this guy's going to prison in Virginia, where Terry McAuliffe is governor. And this goes back, this is something that the mainstream media has really hammered Donald Trump and used InfoWars to hammer him with, saying, oh, that's a lie. That's absolutely a lie. There wasn't any fake voting going on whatsoever. And yet they refused to turn over public information. Publicly, they're stonewalling with this. They said, we don't want to legitimize this. In other words, we don't want to find out if it's true. We don't want to find that out. Going back to November 14th, if you remember, we had this report from votefraud.org. It was Greg Phillips who tweeted out. He was the president of that organization. He said, we verified more than 3 million votes cast by non-citizens. We are joining True the Vote to initiate legal action. They want to find out if it's going on. Why wouldn't Democrats want to have honest elections? Rhetorical question there. Okay. Then, a couple of weeks later, the mainstream media comes out because Donald Trump says, I won the popular vote if illegal voters excluded. And they went ballistic. They said, look, he's getting that from InfoWars. We were just reporting what Vote Fraud and True the Vote were saying. They said, hey, we looked at this and we saw 3 million votes cast by non-citizens and we're going to initiate legal action. We reported that. Then Donald Trump says, I won if the popular vote, if the illegal voters are excluded. And then they come out and say, that's a lie. New York Times. We spent the first hour of the show talking about New York Times and how they've had to pull back their false idea of 17 intelligence agencies. They've unanimously said there was Russian involvement in our election and so forth. 3,500 stories about that as of May. And they've still been pushing this along. So AP and the New York Times had to pull that back. New York Times didn't even their retraction was a lie. Even their retraction was wrong. There weren't even 3 agencies who did it. It was a panel, as I pointed out before, a panel of people that were handpicked. They present them with a report and then essentially defy them to object to it. And then when they don't object to it, then James Clapper says, well, that's it. We have a unanimous agreement here. And it's just the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA. So he speaks for all 17 agencies, and he's putting this out. This is the narrative that was started by Hillary Clinton back in the October debate that was mocked by WikiLeaks as being patently absurd. But that doesn't stop them. So the New York Times, who does that, the New York Times was called out as fake news for a story that they put out February the 14th. And then when James Comey testified at the beginning of June, he said, no, that wasn't true at all. So over and over again, they got a great record. But they said that Donald Trump was lying because Donald Trump was basing his information about illegal people voting on InfoWars. Back in January, the New York Times called Trump's claim a lie. However, a new study shows that, if anything, we underestimated the number of illegals who voted. This is a story from Paul Joseph Watson, June the 20th this year on InfoWars.com. This new study is from a research group in New Jersey, and this is as of June the 20th. They've taken a fresh look at post-election polling data. They've concluded that the number of non-citizens voting illegally in the U.S. elections is likely far greater than any previous estimates, reported the Washington Times. Just Facts president James D. Agresti and his team of researchers looked at data from Harvard and YouGov study, which includes a sample size of tens of thousands of voters, including non-citizens who admitted that they are not eligible to vote. By their own admission, they're saying they're not eligible to vote. This is a massive sample. It's put together by Harvard and YouGov. And then when we report that, we're the ones who are lying. No, I don't think so. They concluded that as many as 5.7 million illegals voted in 2008, a far higher figure than previously thought. In 2012, the figure was as high as 3.6 million. So now we want to know, what really happened? Are your voter rolls clean? Or have you deliberately tried to corrupt the voter rolls so that people can go in and vote illegally, people who are not citizens? That's what the Democrats are stonewalling. Absolutely amazing. But Trump came out, and let's play this clip again. He said the fake media is trying to silence us. And quite frankly, so are these Democrat governors, these Democrats, Secretary of States. But we will not let them. Here's what Donald Trump had to say.
The fake media is trying to silence us, but we will not let them, because the people know the truth. The fake media tried to stop us from going to the White House, but I'm president and they're not.
There you go. Now that was at a Celebrate Freedom rally that happened yesterday. And Donald Trump said, the fake media is trying to silence us, but we will not let that happen. I'm president, and they're not. And so that's why he's going in. He's going to take a look at these voter registration rolls. He's going to expose their lies. And, again, they're coming so quickly. I know that it sounds repetitive when we talk about fake news, fake news, fake news. Everybody's calling each other fake news. But you need to look at the details. I'm not going to go into it again. Look at the details. Look at what happened with the New York Times, with CNN, with AP, multiple times, making up meetings that never happened, then using that to imply that the Trump administration broke the law. We've got Alex Jones joining us on the phone right now. He's very excited, I'm sure, about what has been happening the last day or so with as the mainstream media is melting down. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, that's right. As I sit here and work and prepare for tomorrow's broadcast, just everything you're saying is so spot on. And as soon as I heard you talk about the New York Times and the fact that on Friday they had to just quietly halfway retract their giant lie, made me think, man, so many of their lies are imploding. I can't even keep track of them. That's why I love hearing you host the show and soon your own broadcast, because you're so on target. But exactly, even their retraction was a lie. Just like with ClimateGate, they said thousands of scientists unanimously agree that climate change is man-made and a carbon tax is needed. But it was only a UN panel that had sent letters out to thousands of scientists inviting them to attend. And if they did attend or didn't attend, it didn't matter. They still put their name on it and said they agreed, even though most of them didn't agree. So this is what's so incredible. The 17 agencies unanimously agree. They didn't. It was some think tank panel which they set up. It's all giant fraud. Just like CNN's been caught with all the fake news threatening the president's life, then they say he's causing a dangerous climate. Forget Trump in the equation. Regardless, the deep state is a complete joke. It's imploding or having to retract stuff every few minutes now. And David, I just wonder where they're going with all this. Tomorrow, 11 a.m., I'll be live on the eve of 4th of July, the birth of our country, breaking this down and all the other giant news. David, back to you.
Thank you, Alex. And, you know, there's another clip that we haven't played yet. I'm going to play this clip for you, because this is a staged video that shows a refugee, it's a fake drowning. And remember that in the aftermath of the London Bridge attack, we had CNN orchestrate a protest against violence. When we come back, we're going to play this clip for you. We're not really sure what this is. Paul Joseph Watson put the article out today. He says, is this a work of fiction? Or is this something they're going to sell to us as documentary and news footage? Because we've seen that type of thing happen just recently from CNN. So we're going to take a look at that, and then we're going to talk about what's going on with North Korea. Very dangerous situation that is brewing right there.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right rate to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this July 2nd, 2017. I want to play for you real quickly a curious video that we have up on Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson found this, and it's like, what is this about? It looks like a Syrian refugee drowning, but it's a fake video. Now, is this something that was done as part of a video production, or is it something that was going to be used as part of a news or documentary footage? I can guarantee you they're not going to use it. Now, let's play a little bit of that for you, and I'll narrate if we've got any. I haven't seen this clip. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
The new video clip shows what appears to be the staged drowning of a Syrian refugee. Despite wearing a life jacket, the man acts like he's struggling in the water while the scene is being filmed by a white man with an American accent. Another refugee throws water towards the drowning man to make the situation look more precarious. After the scene ends, the American man with the camera says, "Good job, everyone out of the boat and we'll switch boats."
There's quite a few people there. There's they got a boom mic and other things going on there. This is really strange. Given the misinformation that we've gotten from the New York Times, from AP and others, you really have to wonder when you see something like this.
The circumstances behind the clip are completely unknown. The key question is, what was the footage being filmed for? If it's for a work of fiction, then they have plausible deniability. If it's for news or documentary footage, then this is damning. The third possibility is that the whole thing was staged by right-wingers to make refugees look bad. We've seen other examples of staging where supposedly drowning refugees are shown to actually be standing up in the water. That's not to say that migrants aren't actually drowning. We know more than 5,000 drowned last year alone. But what's the origin of this footage and its intended purpose? Let me know what you think in the comments below, and please remember to subscribe to the channel. For more breaking news, visit Infowars.com.
And again, you can find that at Infowars. A staged video shows refugee fake drowning. I want to get to what's happening with North Korea right now. We have a clip from Donald Trump saying that he has essentially reached the end of strategic patience. Let's play that clip and I'll comment on it.
The era of strategic patience with the North Korean regime has failed. Many years, and it's failed. And frankly, that patience is over. We're working closely with South Korea and Japan, as well as partners around the world, on a range of diplomatic, security, and economic measures to protect our allies and our own citizens from this menace known as North Korea. The United States calls on other regional powers and all responsible nations to join us in implementing sanctions and demanding that the North Korean regime choose a better path and do it quickly, and a different future for its long-suffering people.
Again, and you can find that article at Infowars.com, breaking Trump preparing possible North Korean strike, contacting Japanese and Chinese leaders today, saying the era of strategic patience with the North Korean regime has failed. And it was just Friday that Trump met with the South Korean president and once again said that he wants the isolated nation of North Korea to be dealt with rapidly. And they said that National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster's only yesterday, that would have been Thursday, had confirmed that every option drawn up involved the U.S. attacking North Korea militarily. This is a very dangerous situation, and I'm not in favor of, even in a situation like this, hopefully we can get some kind of a diplomatic solution. That's not what people like H.R. McMaster's want to see happen. He wants a military approach to this, and that alone. Now, we have had calls in the past between Trump, China, and Japan. That happened on April the 24th, so that's going to happen again today. And you have to understand that even when we look at economic sanctions, that's a very tricky issue as well. North Korea is in such dire straits that they've had massive numbers of North Koreans illegally crossing into China, into Russia, and other places. It's gotten so bad in China that China has put a cash bounty on collecting illegal immigrants if they can get them deported. And that's why you've seen the massive move forward of military placement on the borders with North Korea by both China and Russia. They're both concerned about millions of people fleeing into their countries, even if it's just an economic collapse, and they don't have very far to go to an economic collapse. Now, add to this the fact that we've got China building these artificial islands in the South China Sea, which, yeah, it's the South China Sea, but like the Gulf of Mexico, it doesn't belong to China. And these artificial islands that they put in international waters are actually very close to the Philippines. And they have created artificial islands, done a lot of environmental damage there. They have fortified them, and now they have today a U.S. warship that was sailing near these disputed islands, had Chinese military jets buzzing them. This was a guided missile destroyer, the USS Stephan, that they were buzzing. So the tensions are very high there. It's a very complicated situation. The North Korean leader is absolutely insane. And so there's not really a good solution, I'm afraid, that's going to come out of this. Clearly, the people in South Korea do not want to see a war. The people in Japan are very concerned about the repeated firings of ballistic missiles towards them by this insane idiot that's running North Korea. So it's a very dangerous situation for all of us if this were to get out of hand. Let's take a quick look at what's going on in Nevada and in Vegas. Remember, we've had this weekend on July 1st, Nevada legalized marijuana. And they're saying that pot tourists should learn the rules before they get high, say legal experts. The issue is that although they have made it legal for anyone who is 21 years and older with a valid ID, oh, wait a minute, is that racist that you have to have a valid picture ID to prove your identity? See, they say that about voting, but, you know, when it comes to pot, it's okay. Or when it comes to flying at the airport. Anyway, you can buy with a valid ID up to 1 ounce of pot. Tourists are expected to make nearly 2 out of every 3 recreational pot purchases in Nevada. But listen to this. Even though 2/3 of the purchases they expect to be bought by tourists, you can only use the drug in a private home, specifically making it illegal to consume it in public, including the Vegas Strip, hotels, or casino floors. So if you're a tourist and you're there, and you're not, I guess, unless you're staying in an Airbnb, if you go out and get this stuff, there's not anywhere that you could actually consume it. And if you take it back to your state that you're coming from, where it is illegal, you'll get busted. If you try to fly back with this, you can face a $600 fine. That is the key issue, folks. They've got 40 dispensaries that they've legalized in Nevada. So the sad thing, I think it's great to see that we're moving forward with a situation where we're not going to beat people, we're not going to steal their money, we're not going to throw them in a cage and send people like me who don't care about marijuana, don't send me the bill for putting people in cages for using something that's a natural product, something that has medicinal use. And now I think it's over half of the states have medical marijuana bills that allow them to do this. And we had 4 states in this last election that made it full out legal. That was California, Nevada, Maine, and Massachusetts, although only Nevada has implemented it so far. The other 3 states have not done so. But we have a lot of states, over half of them, have medical marijuana laws. And a majority of Americans want Trump administration, especially, are you listening, Attorney General Sessions, they want you to respect the state marijuana laws. I would like for you to respect the Constitution. We need to remember that when we had alcohol prohibition, even though that was a bad idea, even though it was a failed experiment, and even though we repealed it, they had enough respect for the rule of law and the Constitution to have a constitutional amendment. They want to say we've got the Commerce Clause, so we can do whatever we want, and we can have drug prohibition. That doesn't authorize it. The Commerce Clause was there when they created the, what was it, I think it was the 18th Amendment, the Volstead Act, when they made alcohol illegal. They had enough respect for the Constitution. Can't we get a government that has that much respect for the Constitution anymore? And, of course, it isn't just a bad idea. It's a U.N. agenda. We talk about Agenda 21 or the Agenda for 2030, Agenda for Sustainability. We understand that the U.N. creates these agendas, and then they wait on member states to implement them. And that's what we did with the war on drugs. We took a 1961 U.N. agenda. We implemented it verbatim in 1971. Richard Nixon did that. He used their 4 schedules. He even put the same drugs in all the 4 schedules, and he called it his war on drugs. It was a U.N. agenda. It was a plot from the beginning. And one of the things that I think we need to be concerned about is how they are still going to use this to entrap people. They're still going to use it to get drugs or to get monopolies for connected individuals. And recently we had Jesse Ventura and Roger Stone talking about this in the Northeast, and they said, look, we want jobs. We can get a lot of jobs with medical marijuana, but you know what? The real job program is the war on drugs, law enforcement.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.